Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Friday. Happy Friday. I love this day. And, you know, like I've said, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know, I love Friday, and it's not just because it's the weekend. It's like, I love this show because every guest I invite on this show, we are overcomers, we are warriors, and we want to bring all of you hope. And those are the guests that I invite on. And for those of you that may not know, my show is every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and my show is about overcoming, like I said. And I believe fully that we can conquer everything and overcome. I mean, conquer everything and compromise nothing. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome my wonderful guest. She and I have been connected for years. We kind of started together. Anyway, it's an absolute pleasure to have you today, Martha Davidson.
Thank you. Thank you. Such a pleasure to be here.
I'm honored to have you, and you. I could get a little emotional, but let's not do that. what brought you to the world of not only transformational coaching, but what brought you to want to serve as you do?
Certainly. So my service came at a young age, and it started because of my journey from childbirth. I was born, my mom passed away having me. So I was in an orphan for 6 years, in and out of six homes before the age of six. And so out of that, there was a lot of what I call unexpressed emotions that impacted me. I always felt alone, never connected, never smart enough, never anything. And I also realized that I didn't want anybody else to feel that, even as a young child. And so I started helping people because I was bullied even in all the way through high school, really. I was bullied. And so my release was actually helping other people, whether it was tutoring, whether it was going to a senior citizens home, singing or whatever I could do. Because that's where I found my comfort and passion.
Yeah, I love that. That makes me think of, you know, when you go out there and you do something for someone else, it just eases everything inside. It makes you feel good. I think one of the best ways for any type of depression or down feelings is to go to a nursing home or go somewhere where you can uplift somebody else.
Right. It really is such, well, we know for a fact now, based on neuroscience studies, that one of the most impactful way to manage stress or manage your life is to have compassion and to show up with compassion. So there's numerous studies that show that even if you're in a leadership corporate role, understanding that when you take time to serve, you are connecting to humanity on a different level.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And it just changes everything inside, like your whole chemistry. You feel good doing that. You know, it's just the same as it's the same kind of principle, at least like to me and so many people that I work with, that, you know, if we give ourselves the best, the start of the day, you know, yes. And for a lot of us, that is prayer as well.
Yes.
Meditation and yes. A little exercise and getting in some nature that, mm-hmm. that makes you feel good. And it also changes everything. It makes you want to serve more. Mm-hmm. If you feel good.
Yes. And that's really where my inner me transformation came from. That's the name of my program and service is around inner me transformation, because in order to serve, we must have that inner comfort, that inner calm, that inner peace. Mm-hmm. And all the things that you just mentioned represent us getting into that state, mm-hmm. right, of calmness, of peace, of wanting to be open. And all of that comes from knowing that we must take care of our inner self before mm-hmm. we take care of our outer self.
Oh,
and
for
me, I spent most of my life, even though I did serve, I hadn't gotten rid of a lot of those unaddressed emotions. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I grew up in a generation where validation was more important than internal validation. So your external, mm-hmm. you had to get mm-hmm. the job, you had to do all this stuff. And then when you didn't meet those expectations, you're down on yourself. And so you're like, oh, I didn't do this. Oh, I didn't do that. So I must not be worthy. So when we understand worthiness is inside of us, then we can actually manage our external world.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
absolutely.
I have this saying, inner me creates your energy.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So what would you tell your clients that, you know, what do you tell your clients when they don't feel worthy, when they may be thinking, you know, hey, I feel led to do this and this, but God, I don't think I can do it. What do you say?
Well, I do what we call rapid transformational therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does, it allows us to tap into the unconscious, the subconscious mind.
Yep.
And what we find when we do that is those reasons, those inner limits that have been created about your procrastination, about your worthiness, whatever it is, mm-hmm. stem from an event.
Yeah.
And what we also know is that that event created thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that those thoughts created responses and beliefs about you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're holding all those inside of you, and you don't recognize that once you tap into that and let it go, then you can move much better, you're freer, and you understand where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been amazing work for me, because I have people come to me and they say, well, I'm not confident. I did this happened in my life, that happened mm-hmm. in my life, and I can't move forward. And it's the tiniest thing that they have held on to for all these years, and you know, whatever year they are, whether they're 30, 20, or 50, or 60. And when they recognize that, they can move forward. So for me, it's just letting people know that if you just think back, even if you don't do therapy, such as hypnotherapy, mm-hmm. or my rapid transformational therapy, spend some time with you. Do some reflective work. And what I also tell people to do is, it's a trick I learned. I don't even know from who. So if this is yours, I'm sorry, but I'm sharing it. And that is, when you get in a reflective mode and just see what comes up, don't mm-hmm. pressure it. Don't do anything. Do that for 5, 10, 15 minutes. Then use your alternate prime. You know, so if you're right hand, use your left hand. If your left hand, use your right hand and just write what's up. Well, I don't write with my, whatever, that's the point. Because what you will find is those unconscious thoughts will hit that paper.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not thinking about it, you're just doing it, right?
Yeah.
So you just let it come out. Whatever comes out, let it come out. And what you're seeing is what you're holding inside.
Yeah.
And then you use your other hand, because, you know, your creative side and your analytical side.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be able to engage both in order to know how to move forward.
Right. I love that. I love that. Yeah. It's taking that time to just listen to what your soul, your heart, mind, body, everything wants to tell you. And I know even for me, God, it took a while to just want to sit in that stuff. You know, sometimes it's just, oh, I don't want to feel this. But the more that you take the time to do that, oh, mm-hmm. the better off you are. Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but it's worth it.
It is. You know? It really is. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding out from, I do a lot of neuroscience work because I'm a neuroscience coach. Yes. And so I'm in that work all the time to make sure I'm current. And what we find out is that when we're able to engage our three primary parts of our brain, when we have that anxiety, we have the choice to move that to another level. So we don't have to sit in it. So say, what am I feeling and what do I want to feel? Mm-hmm. And as you begin to say what you want to feel, you can then take that up to the next level so that you have those emotions, you have those beliefs that take over what you're feeling.
Okay, that's good. I know I've experienced a lot of, rapid transformational therapy, I think is phenomenal. I think that's a wonderful thing to do with people. And all the stuff you're talking about too, there's so many different things you can do to get to the heart of emotions. And one of the things I have been encouraging my own clients, as well as myself, when I feel anxious or whatever, is just not to judge it.
Yeah, no judgment. Mm-hmm. No judgment. But that's sort of hard if you have those 30 years worth of issues and emotions. So that's why it's always good to say, just embrace you and love you. Yeah. The only person that matters is you loving you.
Right. And that's a hard one for a lot of people, especially, I mean, depending upon where you are in your journey, that's a hard one because we're harder on ourselves than anybody else ever is.
Right. Because we have all those inner beliefs that we created that make us think it's not possible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And Marissa Pierce always says, whatever you tell your mind is what you are.
Yes.
So if you tell your mind you're phenomenal, you will become phenomenal. If you tell your mind, I suck, you suck.
Yep. It's totally true. And some days, like, you know, I will go around and say certain things, you know, whatever it is, whatever I need. And sometimes I may not believe it fully, but then I do as I'm walking around and start feeling better. It's like, okay, I am a rock star. Yes, I am. And damn it, I am.
Yes.
That helps a lot. So we're going to take a break in a moment, Martha. Okay. So where can everybody find you?
Yeah. So you can find me at innermetransformation.com. Okay. And, you know, you can reach out to me there. And you can follow me on Instagram at innermetransformation52. Awesome. And you can also reach me at info@innermetransformation.com.
I love it. That's perfect. So before we take the break, what was the, I know you went through, you know, a rough start, no doubt about it. Was there a point where you just, how do I put this? Like, I always knew, even in the whole depths of abuse and stuff that I had, there was always kind of a light that I saw. I knew I was meant to do something bigger with my life. Mm-hmm. And that kept me going. How about you?
Actually, I really had very low self-esteem. And it was my mom, my adopted mom. Mm-hmm. She never let me give up. She would even see how children may maybe abuse me or something like that, kid me. Mm-hmm. So, but she never said anything. She just kept me moving. Anything that had kid in it, I was in it. Anything that required me to show and skill and be in team building situations, bowling, whatever it was, cooking, modeling school, she had me in everything. Because what she was trying to do was give me the character to know that I could achieve anything I set out to and not judge it, like you said. Mm-hmm. But she never judged me. I remember I was, because of my issues, I suffered from what they call selected mutation, which I didn't speak. And so that was part of the trauma that really people didn't know what it was back then. So I had a lot of times I had issues with speaking. Mm-hmm. And although she prides herself on getting me to speak very proper, it's 9 months after she fully adopted me. But I would get teased a lot. And from that particular experience, I just remember being in the fifth grade and the teacher saying to my mom, because at that time teachers used to come home and do that with you, they came to the house. Mm-hmm. And he was walking out the door with my mom. He said, "I really don't understand, Ms. Thompson, why you insist that she should not be in the slow learners class. She'll never amount to anything." Right. And my mother just politely walked up to the door and we never had that conversation. What she did is she taught me, she had a ninth grade education, but she taught me how to do what they used to call new math. She taught me, I had to go get two books every week at the library, do book reports, oral and written. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was in the eighth grade, I graduated from the eighth grade honors class.
Good for you.
So that's what was my inspiration. It's really not me. It's her letting me know that I can. Yeah. And a lot of times without judgment, mm-hmm. you know. And so for me, that was my inspiration that I really didn't even catch, right? Because I was so caught in what we just talked about. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. And that's mm-hmm. what I kept telling myself. Even though I was doing it externally, I hadn't embraced it internally.
Right, right. And I had actually just written a post about this the other day that sometimes we need someone else to believe in us before we can.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be back real soon. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and watching.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It is absolutely possible to transform your adversity into positivity, minimizing your stress and illness with a mindset reset. Martha Davidson is a mindset reset consultant and rapid transformational therapist. She shares 4 mindset hacks that can lessen your stress and be the catalyst to accelerate happiness, amplifying newfound inner peace of mind. For more information, visit marthadavidson.com. Have you been wondering if this is all there is for you? Feeling the pull that there has to be more? Knowing that you are meant for something big? That is the beginning of your spirit awakening. Your soul is ready to blossom into its truth. Learn how to access your inner priestess with Jamie Hearn, who loves guiding women on the process to becoming exactly who they are. Visit jamiehearn.com. That's jamiehearn.com. To the beautiful soul who is sick and tired of not being the fullest expression of herself. She who is disconnected from herself, her body, her voice, and her power. She's overwhelmed and exhausted from trying to be everything for everyone except for herself. If you hear these words and they stir something within you, then this is for you, beautiful soul. It is time to come home to yourself. Sandra Suarez Dominguez can guide you there. Visit luminousinnerwisdom.com. Did you know that you hold the greatest truths in your body? Are you ready to feel more confident, claim your desire, and speak it out loud? Are you ready to increase your capacity for pleasure? Yes! The Rediscovering My Body coaching program is for you. Tara Galliano has been transforming women's sexual lives for over 2 decades as a sex therapist. Let her help you. Visit rediscoveringmybody.com. That's rediscoveringmybody.com.
Are you a caregiver who has given everything you have to your loved one and has nothing left for yourself? If you find that you're often feeling drained, overwhelmed, exhausted, angry, and burnt out, then you are in the right place. Debbie Weiss has been a caregiver for over 40 years, She experienced those same emotions until she discovered that she had a secret power. She can help you do the same. For more information, visit caregiversupportsquad.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Martha Davidson, and we've been having a good conversation about rapid transformational therapy and getting to the heart of our emotions. So, Martha, you have a couple books. How about let's talk about the first one. Tell us all about it. Age with Sage.
Actually, it's called Age with Sage, and it's a book that I wrote really just because I'm going to be quite transparent here, is because when you start a new business, they said you need a calling card, and it was a book.
There you go.
So I started the book and recognized how much of my past was dictating my life. As I began to share into all of the things that we just recently spoke about, I recognized some patterns. And the patterns was I always had to be right. The pattern was I wasn't smart enough, but I will not let you tell me I didn't know what I was talking about. I had issues with just being comfortable with me and the work I did. I was a workaholic. And the number one thing was a people pleaser. How do I get people to like me? So I became a people pleaser. And I must say that I lived two-thirds of my life. So I was like in my 50s and early 60s even when I wrote this book. And it was eye-opener because what I did is I started doing research. And the first thing I want to say is that what kicked this off was just emotions alive never die. So when we bury those emotions inside, unless we address them, they will always show up, as Sigmund Freud say, in uglier ways. And we see that every day, right?
Absolutely.
The assault that happens, whether it's notoriety or whether it's something in the neighborhood where people let off their unexpressed energy in negative ways. And what I also found out was is that without addressing those issues, that you can live a life and have one or physical pain. Because we know that every thought that creates a physical reaction could show up as pain. And so that pain affects 75%, according to CDC, of the primary visits to the doctor. It's even maybe higher since COVID. But what they know is because those childhood, as they call it, adverse childhood experiences were never addressed. And so they hold those in with those thoughts, and those thoughts become pain. Because we know that every thought has a physical reaction. It shows up of not loving me, not doing this or not doing that. And the other surprising thing that I learned, I was sharing this with my aunt. She was in her 70s. She was in a wheelchair and she had no physical reason to be. And so what I was sharing with her was what I was doing and stuff like that. And she said, you know, I have had this feeling all my life that I was never worthy enough. And I never put it towards my mother because my mother had experienced a death. The child before my aunt had a terrible accident, fell out a window or something. And so the whole time she was carrying my aunt, she grieved. And my aunt picked up all of those emotions.
Right.
And she grieved most of her life. She said she cried all the time. She never knew why. And so it's that apparent that we think we're holding on, and especially as mothers, we also have to be careful how that's impacted our child that we're carrying. And so to me, that was my first journey into understanding the whole issue around unexpressed emotions and how it impacts children. And it's just amazing that once people come into understanding that, their life is transformed because they now have that. What is it? You can't reveal, you can't heal unless you reveal it, right?
Right.
And so when they begin to peel back those layers, that's why. That's why. I never thought of that before.
Right.
And shine that light. Yes. Awareness, right? Awareness in
yes.
the brain.
Yes.
Right?
Shining that light.
Yeah. So that was just such an amazing book project for me. Mm-hmm. That was a healing process for me too, because I didn't recognize it. And I'll just share one other thing. So I had written a book and like my mom had never read it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to get her to get some hearing aids. She refused to get them. And so she said, oh, I said, well, I'm going to try this one more time. I see. And then she said, okay. I said, what changed your mind? Sage. That was the name of my book, Age with Sage.
Yes.
So that was really, really heartwarming for me to experience that. She read that and recognized some things inside of her
right.
that maybe she could try if she opened up herself to try.
Oh, I love that. I love that. There's a couple points with what you said. Like, I fully believe that unexpressed emotions and like you said, like we pack them down in there, it causes disease.
It does.
Yeah. I know. I know with 100% certainty that my cancer was resentment.
Yes.
I know it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Resentment towards yes. my father, resentment towards other abuse I had. I know that's what caused the cancer.
Yes.
And also what you were saying about like being careful with our children and what brought to mind with your words too is like letting our children express themselves, let them say things. And I'm like, oh no, you know, it's gonna be okay. Hear them. Let them express themselves fully. Don't just try to pacify. I hear you and listen. And then if they want advice, give it. But if not, just listen.
You know, last night my son and I had a conversation and he repeated back to me, children need to stay in their place. And that's what I told him. Because that's what I was taught. And it's showing up because I didn't let him express himself, how that right. impacts him. So mm-hmm. I'm just guilty of passing on those generational thoughts and cultural things that impact children in ways that they shouldn't, you know?
Absolutely. I have the same guilt. It's only until yes. I really got into, you know, 2012, 2013 and there, then I really started getting into it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've learned so much since then. Mm-hmm. We all share that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important to let children express themselves. It mm-hmm. really is.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they won't, if they have a safe place to express at such a young age, they're not going to go into their more adult years and their own raising their own kids with the stuff that mm-hmm. we have.
Mm-hmm. It definitely
yeah.
it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So before we take a break again, where can everybody find you?
Yeah, you can find me at innermetransformation.com. You can find me at info@innermetransformation.com. You can find me on Instagram at innermetransformation52.
Awesome. Okay, everyone, we'll be right back. We're taking a break and we'll see you in just a few. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
It is absolutely possible to transform your adversity into positivity, minimizing your stress and illness with a mindset reset. Martha Davidson is a mindset reset consultant and rapid transformational therapist. She shares 4 mindset hacks that can lessen your stress and be the catalyst to accelerate happiness, amplifying newfound inner peace of mind. For more information, visit marthadavidson.com.
Have you been wondering if this is all there is for you? Feeling the pull that there has to be more? Knowing that you are meant for something big? That is the beginning of your spirit awakening. Your soul is ready to blossom into its truth. Learn how to access your inner priestess with Jamie Hearn, who loves guiding women on the process to becoming exactly who they are. Visit jamiehearn.com. That's jamiehearn.com.
To the beautiful soul who is sick and tired of not being the fullest expression of herself. She who is disconnected from herself, her body, her voice, and her power. She's overwhelmed and exhausted from trying to be everything for everyone except for herself. If you hear these words and they stir something within you, then this is for you, beautiful soul. It is time to come home to yourself. Sandra Suarez Dominguez can guide you there. Visit luminousinnerwisdom.com. Did you know that you hold the greatest truths in your body? Are you ready to feel more confident, claim your desire, and speak it out loud? Are you ready to increase your capacity for pleasure? Yes! The Rediscovering My Body coaching program is for you. Tara Galliano has been transforming women's sexual lives for over 2 decades as a sex therapist. Let her help you. Visit rediscoveringmybody.com. That's rediscoveringmybody.com. Menopause looks like more than just hot flashes. Are you in your 40s and experiencing fatigue, unexplained weight gain, moodiness, or low libido? This may be a hormone imbalance. Feel like yourself again with help from Dr. Nishath Hakim at Prosperity Health. Call today for a telehealth consultation, 248-997-4242. That's 248-997-4242. Or visit prosperityhealthmi.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today, Martha Davidson, is sharing her story of transformation and her books. And we're going to talk about the second book today, which is No More Silence, You Too Can Rise. And oh, I love that title. Yes. That just, to me, it's absolutely empowering.
Yes.
So where did you come up with that? And what does it mean to you to start?
So I start doing a lot of speaking and mm-hmm. went to various events, and I talk about generational cycles and breaking generational cycles mm-hmm. from where we were taught various things, like, you know, get the picket fence, get the husband, get all this stuff, mm-hmm. and we still had unfulfilled dreams, mm-hmm. you know, working jobs that we didn't want to work, and then feeling this emptiness inside and didn't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. So I used to do a lot of speaking about that. And a friend of mine woke up one morning. She says, "You're going to do a book." I said, "No, I'm not." She said, "Yes, you are." I said, "Well, I don't even have a title for it. No More Silence." And so I said, "Okay." And so I started looking for authors. Mm-hmm. And one of the young ladies, she also does transformational healing. She uh-huh. said, "Well, let's call it You Too Can Rise." So mm-hmm. No More Silence, You Too Can Rise was a combination of people providing input. And the issue is around, we stop holding on. Mm-hmm. What is it costing us? And if not right. now, when?
Yes.
If you don't hold, if you stay in denial, what is that impact having on you physically, mentally? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you are experiencing stress, and if you're experiencing not belonging, if you're experiencing not lovable, what would it hurt you to go inside and see how to let it go? Mm-hmm. We used to do exercise voicing your truth for writing what we call the total truth letter.
Yes, yes.
Even if you never share it, we know, again, from a neuroscience perspective, mm-hmm. writing allows you to release. Yes, and 100%. So when you do that release, You'll cry, you'll do everything, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end, you'll have this expectation of not knowing that that liberation was so freeing and empowering and enlightening.
Oh, all yeah. things. And I think what's so beautiful about the Total Truth Letter is like, you're not going to send it. So you're absolutely free to write your everything that's on your heart and mind.
Yeah.
And it is such a release. And mm-hmm. It's just amazing, actually, you know, doing it myself, doing it with clients, and just actually seeing what comes out. It's almost surprising sometimes. Like, whoa, mm-hmm. that was in there?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful yeah. thing.
You know, a lot of people talk about inner child, but for me, it's just inner limits, because you keep telling yourself same story. And mm-hmm. that's why, again, I'm always in the statistic mode, is that 60% of what you thought yesterday, you think again today.
Yeah,
that's that. If they had it higher, but I'm just taking the low road and mm-hmm. saying 60%. So if we don't tell ourselves a new story, if mm-hmm. we don't tell ourselves new beliefs and new habits
yeah.
are created from our new beliefs, then we are telling ourselves the same story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we can think new thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We can change those behaviors. And, you know, like you were saying about writing, it really is good. And you know, I've had clients say, well, I don't want to write, you know, I'll type it out. And I said, it's not the same.
No, it's and not. It's the neurological connection that I spoke about earlier.
Yeah.
So right now, those emotions are in the lower part of your brain. They call the mm-hmm. amygdala. Mm-hmm. And then as you begin to release, what you're seeing is that the opening of your middle part of your brain that allows you, ACC, and I'm going to get it wrong, but anyhow, that's the middle side that allows you to change those thoughts, allows you to change those beliefs. And mm-hmm. then the prefrontal cortex is where you make the difference mm-hmm. in your decision-making. You make the decisions from a different perspective once mm-hmm. you've opened those portals.
Absolutely. I love that. Man. I love that. We can yeah. rise. Absolutely.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So No More Silence was a collaboration of individuals that I met, didn't know. And so what happened with this book was phenomenal from the perspective mm-hmm. that I think the first day we released, we had over 1,000 downloads of the book. And what we found also in during this release party that we had, it was during the middle of COVID,
mm-hmm.
but our stories, we didn't know each other, and our stories resonated and bonded so well that people thought we were all friends. And we some of us had never met each other until that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that shows is humanity always is there, no matter how that story played out in your life, and mm-hmm. that you always have purpose from your pain.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
So, yes. And so the stories are amazing, really are. And each story represents somebody else's story, you know, mm-hmm. from parent being addicted to a parent, getting a divorce and left with kids, and they, you mm-hmm. know, couldn't get out of the fact they were unworthy enough. So they raised these kids in this dismal state of their unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
Had parents that were excellent, but yet their standards for the individual were so high, they didn't even realize that somebody that had an encounter, and that encounter was not very good mm-hmm. in terms of from sexual, and nothing happened, but it's the fact that that memory stayed.
Right.
And so a lot of times it could just be a little event in your life that you hold on to that mm-hmm. you don't even know how it impacts you.
Right.
So that and, you know, all those insights are in there. So mm-hmm. somebody fits that perspective. So it was an amazing, really amazing project that It really changed lives. I remember getting on Amazon and this whole conversation was going about the book. Uh-huh. I think it was, I don't know what language, but I was like, they were going back and forth about the book. I'm like, I wish I knew what they were saying. Cool.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so it's really been blessing, and I like to also bless others who are willing to tell their story. So I am doing a part two. Mm-hmm. And so if you're interested, you can reach me at one of those email addresses I just spoke to. So we really recognize today that we need to be vocal, but what we don't know is how to mm-hmm. be vocal. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it's important with transformation work comes. When we are able to enable our clients to understand that whatever they desire, if they express it, we can work through it and help them get mm-hmm. to their end goal.
Oh, yeah. And I think the more that we share, the more that we connect with each other, it gives us the encouragement. You know, and just that sense of belonging in a community, yeah. whether it's yeah. a community like you and I are in, or the community of a book community like this,
yes.
you know, it's wonderful. You know, as I shared with you on break, I'm doing one coming out this summer, an anthology as well. And it's amazing how we haven't met yet, but we've met on Zoom mm-hmm. and we're getting to know each other now. So this is another amazing community
yeah,
of people that is, are, you know, is. Wanting to help each other rise. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, it's good. And I encourage all of you listening out there to get involved in a community, people mm-hmm. like-minded mm-hmm. that will boost you up, that you can be a part of giving mm-hmm. your amazing energy to and, right. and shining your light out into. Yeah. Yes. So you're doing a second book, Martha. What and who are you looking for this book?
I'm looking for individuals who are wanting to tell their story and mm-hmm. not sure how to do it, why they should do it. Mm-hmm. And so I actually have a class with this. It's a 4-week class that goes with it, where uh-huh. it's an intermediate transformational class. So when I did it the first time, I just did it organically, but this time uh-huh. it will be more around how the beliefs came, why they uh-huh. came, understanding your habits, understanding how you can change your belief, giving you ways, giving you exercise. So mm-hmm. it's helping people not only tell their story, but helping them understand how they can achieve that transformation from telling their story.
Absolutely. That is really good. I think that's very helpful, because I'm sure you're probably like me in this, and even in your first book, right? It was a transformational journey and a lot of vulnerability and a lot of sitting in limiting beliefs and all that to actually write your book. Mm-hmm. I know it's put me into like, oh boy, I guess there's some work that still needs to happen here. You know,
always work to be happening. Those yeah. layers keep showing up. That's another
yes. thing.
I know I actually, Marissa, I know we mm-hmm. are short here, but Marissa Pierre actually, she did my, she does these live sessions, and she did my mm-hmm. hypnotherapy session live. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked me, did I find what I was looking for? I said, you will always find layers.
Yeah.
But yes, I did have a lot of new layers appear that I didn't yeah. know, but I know that there's always layers. I mean, she's the best of the best, and she did a phenomenal job with me uh-huh. and I appreciate it so much. But you know, it's always a journey.
It is. And there's I know that sometimes it's like, even in my own journey, not to mention my client's journey, but it's like you think you're through something, but then something else happens. And, you know, whether that's because you're up-leveling your life as it is, and then another fear will crop in, you know, that's similar to one that you had before or whatever. It's like, oh, why am I here again?
Yeah, I'm experiencing that right now, because yeah. I lost my mother and my husband within like a year and a half. I'm like, oh, I'm good. It's like, maybe I'm not so good.
Oh, that's so hard. And yeah. and I... Oh man, I'm so sorry. And I understand in the sense that I was just talking to a colleague the other day that I don't really think I've taken the time to process losing my mother, brother, sister in a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah. Oh, you're so busy with your life. It's like you almost got to get through and you got to be there for all your people and your family that you don't really sit with all that yourself.
Yeah, it's important to do that. And how long it takes is how long it takes.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Because again, grief shows up crazy. Mm-hmm. It shows up in the lungs. It shows up in different ways.
You know? No doubt about
So it's important to do that grief.
Yes. To sit in it. Yeah. And let your body show you things and not just try to, let's go. Not try to just get through it, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to take another break. Again, Martha, okay. Where can they find you?
Oh, sure. InnerMe Therapy at InnerMeTransformation.com and info at InnerMeTransformation.com and on Instagram and on InnerMeTransformation52.
Right on. All right, everyone. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening.
It is absolutely possible to transform your adversity into positivity, minimizing your stress and illness with a mindset reset. Martha Davidson is a mindset reset consultant and rapid transformational therapist. She shares 4 mindset hacks that can lessen your stress and be the catalyst to accelerate happiness, amplifying newfound inner peace of mind. For more information, visit marthadavidson.com.
Have you been wondering if this is all there is for you? Feeling the pull that there has to be more? Knowing that you were meant for something big? That is the beginning of your spirit awakening. Your soul is ready to blossom into its truth. Learn how to access your inner priestess with Jamie Hearn, who loves guiding women on the process to becoming exactly who they are. Visit jamiehearn.com. That's jamiehearn.com.
To the beautiful soul who is sick and tired of not being the fullest expression of herself. She who is disconnected from herself, her body, her voice, and her power. She's overwhelmed and exhausted from trying to be everything for everyone except for herself. If you hear these words and they stir something within you, then this is for you, beautiful soul. It is time to come home to yourself. Sandra Suarez Dominguez can guide you there. Visit luminousinnerwisdom.com. Did you know that you hold the greatest truths in your body? Are you ready to feel more confident, claim your desire, and speak it out loud? Are you ready to increase your capacity for pleasure? Yes! The Rediscovering My Body coaching program is for you. Tara Galliano has been transforming women's sexual lives for over 2 decades as a sex therapist. Let her help you. Visit rediscoveringmybody.com. That's rediscoveringmybody.com. Do you want to look as good as you feel? In addition to hormone replacement and preventative medicine, Dr. Nishath Hakim offers aesthetic services like Botox, microneedling, and filters. Call Prosperity Health at 248-997-4242 to get a $50 gift card toward your aesthetic treatment. Or visit prosperityhealthmi.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Martha Davidson, and we've been talking all kinds of good transformational stuff. Yes. So, Martha has 2 books, Age with Sage and No More Silence, You Too Can Rise. And also, this is so very cool, she is starting a new magazine. Tell us about it, Martha.
Yeah, so I'm a participant in what we call an ambassador for a new magazine that visionary author Monica Reed has started. It's the first Black family magazine of its kind. And so we're super excited about that. And what we are going to be as ambassadors, own edition. And in that edition, we'll be featuring various components around generational wealth, healing, around just areas that don't get talked about with awarenesses about illnesses and how they show up, and people telling their stories. So if people have a story that has an impact on a community, you know, I will be sharing that. I have a coworker who had said some issues in his life, and he decided to turn his life around. And I've just watched his journey. And just knowing that people are so out there doing so much and they're not getting celebrated for it. So it'll be a little celebration and bringing those people to light in terms of their transformation and how it happened and what they're doing in their life with their transformation. So I am just really excited about it. And I need you to, if you're really interested, to contact me at info@innermetransformation.com. And I would love to share with you our magazine and let you actually get a copy of that you can look at and see what we're doing and changing and impacting people's lives. So that's a real passionate project because one, it has so much meaning in changing our communities and the humanity across all cultures in this area is really important to have that expression there in media and to share.
Absolutely. So, I think that's amazing. You're doing so many awesome things.
I know. I have one more, but I won't talk about it right now. But I actually am so passionate about changing the narrative. Because I didn't have that opportunity to understand what I understand today. So as young as we can, I like to do it. I mean, we just started what we call the Love Mama Foundation for children who lost their parents. And so we pour into them, giving them different avenues of therapy that they can work through, whether it's music, whether it's writing, whatever it is, because children need that expression and they still need that nurturing and caring. And that's something I didn't have my first 6 years was that nurturing and caring. So that's something that's near to my heart. And then I work with another foundation called UMI Feeds, where we feed the homeless all over the Atlanta, Georgia area. And we rescue food. So that can show up for maybe film studios, could be a banquet. There used to be rules around that, but they're sort of not so strict as they were. And people say, do you want this food? And so we also have a garden where we actually grow food. So I'm always passionate about letting people know wherever they are in their journey, you can, you know, rise from the fact that you may not change that trajectory today, but just know that people love you and care about you wherever you are in whatever spectrum of your life you're in.
Oh, I love that. You're doing so many wonderful things. I love it. That is great. That is great. So if you came across somebody and I like to just ask this question sometime. I think it's fun. So maybe you're at your favorite coffee shop or gosh, it could even be in an elevator and someone, they overhear you talking to someone else and you're talking about what you do and they just come to you and just say, what do I do? I'm at this trajectory in my life. I know I need to make some changes. I need to do something different. Where do I start?
I would tell them to start with just doing that inventory of who you are and who you want to be. Because when you do that inventory that we talked about earlier, that's the beginning of opening your awareness to where you want to be, right? Because it's important. Like for me, I just kept doing and doing and doing and kept taking this class. I was the personal development geek.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
I never took time to understand how to apply it to me. And so it's important that we take that time to see how I want to change and what's holding me back.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start doing that, you're like, oh, I guess I was sort of snotty with people because of my own issues of not thinking I was smart enough. Or, oh, I guess I did overcommit to stuff that I knew I couldn't do because I was bullied and I just wanted people to like me because I didn't have a lot of friends, you know. So when you start taking those steps back, you recognize that, okay, that's the root of that issue. That's the root of that issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can remember a girl bullying me just like she was there. I'm 5 years old and I can remember the scene of her bullying me.
Mm-hmm.
And what did that do for me, making me think I was unworthy?
Right.
Having kids play jokes on me on the teeter-totter, doing all kinds of stuff, you know, or making noises when I had to hit the ball. All those things that I processed internally, making them something. So I want to just say that I have this thing called the stress identity. Mm-hmm. And that is the stories we tell ourselves, the thoughts that we create, the responses from those thoughts, the emotions that we create in terms of our feeling, and what we made it about, self-communication and self-understanding of who we are. And so that spells stress, if you don't know.
Yes, yes.
And so when we begin to dive into our stress and recognize where it showed up, we can have such a wonderful freeing experience that we will always pull layers, but just to get to that point that you can find yourself and not be worried about what other people think is finding yourself in love. And I just, absolutely. One more thing, I live in these acronym worlds, and that's when you love, which is the highest level of energy you can have. When you love, you're letting go, you're being open-minded, you're being voicing your truth, and you're eliminating so you can emanate your purpose and passion.
Oh, that's a beautiful way to end the show. I love that. That's perfect. I know we could talk all day, but there's somebody else who has a show. So thank you so much, Martha. I appreciate you more than I can say. And I think this has been a great show. I hope everybody, all of you, have enjoyed the show. Please reach out to Martha at
InnerMe Transformation. So it's InnerMeTherapy@InnerMeTransformation.com or info@InnerMeTransformation.com.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. And please share your feedback so I know.
Absolutely. We'll see you all next week, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Every Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.